Well, that was fascinating.
That was my line. Anytime we're on the phone longer than an hour, it'll sometimes randomly kick me off. So,
well, that works for me. That's the only thing they can do with me. They have to control my voicemail messages, make sure they're no longer than 2 minutes, or they might end up having to laugh for an hour. So, yeah, so you got my number.
It's declining.
Well, this is a valid card. I can give you my Amex card if you want.
Let's do that, because it's pulling me up as and it's pulling up as something's wrong. It's declining. I don't know why. Oh, maybe because, well, yeah, let's try your American Express. It could be because your company is probably flagging it as well. It could be that. So let's
really?
Do.
Well, I really hate Truist, so my next move is going to be to get rid of Truist altogether, but unfortunately it is my business account that also I can charge credit cards on.
Okay.
So let's try the American Express. You sure you got the right number in March 2028 and 461?
Hold on. This is... Let me try... I think I just looked at what I had right now, and it said January of 2028. So it's supposed to be March.
No, it's got to be March.
2028.
Yeah,
let me see if that was it.
Because it's a valid card. It's got money in it.
Yeah.
And it is my business account. It's the only debit card I have with them. I want to get rid of Truist, really, if I can. But...
Yeah, I think you can always, it was my fault. I had January and it was March. Now it's going through.
Hey. Okay.
See, we didn't have to go American Express route.
Yeah, that's good. Cause I like to kind of, I don't know. What it'll do is I can, because this is on my business account. It's easier for me to remember and write it off as a business expense.
Yeah.
Basically, all the things that I've poured into this business this year, at this point I have to sell almost $6,000 or $7,000 in blinds before I actually make a dollar of profit.
That's the beauty of starting a business, right?
It's really been an investment, but I knew that, you know, if I stick with it, you know, I probably, you know, if I didn't chase it, I would be more unhappy because I didn't pursue my dream of being successful on my own. I'm just kind of tired of being an employee. So that was another reason.
Yeah.
Not that the Simplified is a bad company. But software is a hard job, and some of the jobs are really hard, and cruel, actually. I would call it, to the point where it would, you know, I don't know if I would be able to keep it together. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure for sure, but just to give an idea, Electronic Arts, they do the Madden football and the video games. I applied there. Their average, employee lifetime is a year and a half. They last a year and a half before they leave. And you have to ask yourself, is it because they like the job so much? Is it because they got promoted? Is it because, maybe not?
Yeah.
Maybe more like maybe not.
Wow.
Yeah. Video games is hard too. I mean, you actually have to know how to do math and rotate things. And, I'm going to drag this too long. I wrote a 3D animated screensaver in C++, and you could actually buy it. And I was selling it on Google with an AdWords campaign. and it crashed and burned. I was charging $14.99 per ad, and I ended up paying close to $400 or $500 to Google for the AdWords campaign, and I think I sold maybe 100 screensavers. And so actually was kind of succeeding. And, you know, I was just trying to do too many things at the same time. Anyway, so 4 o'clock, somebody's going to call me, hopefully, and I'm sure they will. And
It's going to be between 4 to 5 that they're going to give you a call. And I did send you already the email. You should have received automated emails and text messages. So you can look through all of that, or you can just wait for your onboarding call later on today. As long as I'm available, I'm going to call you to introduce you to the onboarding team. If not, they call you.
Yeah, okay. My plan is I see I have my username, which is a phone number, and I have fun in it. It's my password.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can log into your dashboard as well. I mean, there's also, if you click on your invoice, do you see the message where it says to see your invoice, and it says my.localsplash.com/terms, I think, and conditions, and it has your phone number?
Welcome to Local/, and it says you can log into your account here, and I have a username. And then when I scroll down, access your dashboard. And then below that, I have the support emails, schedule appointment, live
chat.
There's
one that says, Bruce, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, click here. And there's another link that it says to accept the subscription terms.
Let me go back. I got 2 emails. I got Welcome to Local Splash at 155. And I got another one, Invitation Local Splash 144.
I'm going to send you a text message right now, and the text message has the link.
Okay.
So if you can open that up, and it basically goes over what we're going to do for you.
Let me, all right, so not on the email then. So
No, it's through text messages.
Text message. Yeah, here's, localsplash.com terms.
Mm-hmm. And it goes over what we're going to do for you, you know, the Google optimization, running Facebook ads, what we charge you, what you'll be charged thereafter, how you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can please type in your name at the bottom with the way that it looks with the capital letters, and then click on the 2 boxes, and then when you click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be the dashboard.
Okay.
And then let me know when you, it looks like you already got the text message for your username and password as well. So that's good. And I didn't ask you either. Let me find out, your hours of operation. What days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's pretty boring, isn't it?
It's pretty typical. You want to show clothes on the weekends?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not really excited about working on the weekends. At this age, I'd like to actually just do something else.
You want to chill. You want to go get some sun.
the thing is actually, if I feel particularly energetic on a weekend and I don't have anything to do, weekends are the best time to actually corral people in the van. So less distractions in my way while I'm actually in the van driving someplace to some new condo complex with my advertising medium being my billboard on the side of the van, which is huge. I guess that would be one thing I could prove to Google that I'm real is I spent like $800 on signs for this van. This time, Fun Internet Center Next Login. This time I bought magnetic ones.
Okay.
And so the reason why I did that is my old van that was still running, It got to the point where I couldn't get the sign off the van without having to spend $2,000 to $3,000 to $5,000 to repaint my van. And my old van was running nice. I mean, it really wasn't very bad. Really, though, it wasn't perfect, but, you know, a couple $100 here and there, and it would have stayed nice. But because the fast signs stickers that were basically just pieces of paper glued to the side, rotted on me. I said never again. So a lot of people, they'll go out and they'll get a wrap. And I really don't know how much better the wrap is, really. And so this time I just said, you know what, if I don't like the signs, I can just remove them and get other signs. So I bought magnets, and I spent like $700, $600, $700 on magnets. But the nice thing is if they get crappy, I just buy more magnets. And if I need to fix some scratches on the van, it's a couple $100. It's not $4,000 to repaint my van. Yeah. Anyway, so profile 211-8457. And would you like to have a chat with one of our team members? And there's this young lady on the bottom with a 2 next to her face. And your account manager, contact support now, promoted URL.
Yeah.
So you're working on it. Yeah.
So you're actually good for now. It looks like everything's already taken care of on my end. And I have you down. Your call's going to be between 4 to 5. I already sent you over that email. If you have any questions or anything before that, though, on the message that I sent you and also on the email, it has my direct extension. So if you call my office, you can call, you can just put in my extension and you'll get directed over
to
me.
Yeah, I got that 877 number. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, before we get off the line, do you have any other questions for me?
No, really. I mean, my main thing that I'm excited about, I guess, is the chance to get Facebook going, and my not having to do it.
Yeah.
Someone else.
Well, the ads that we're gonna run those ads for you when it comes to like doing your own, like promoting your page. I mean, that's definitely something that you're gonna want to do by adding photos and all of that. But we actually run the ads, so we'll run the ads for you, and don't worry about that. We got that taken care of. But I mean, as of right now, I mean, everything's pretty much done, and we have your call here. It's gonna be in a few hours, and if anything comes up, feel free to give me a call before that. Sound good?
Yeah. Well, when does this go live? It goes live. I mean, when does the ads start running? Literally, people start seeing me.
Your ads are going to start running. Those are going to be in the 7 to 14 days. We're going to start working on everything right away as well. And your first page placement on Google for each one of those keywords, it's a max of 30 to 45 days because we do have to get you verified. So that's a little bit of a process. But the quicker we can do everything, the better.
Right.
So we'll go over
right.
everything with you later on today, then we'll speak then. Sound good, Bruce?
That sounds fine. I want, if you need photos from me or you need things, they should all be on the website. But if there's something that you particularly need, I'm able to do stuff. I can take up my phone and go over to the van.
Okay.
And, I can come up with photos, things that you might want that would prove that I'm truly who I am. And maybe before 4 o'clock today, I'm going to take a picture of the new van and probably put that on the website. And obviously anything on the website is something that you can steal. I'll probably be spending some more time on the website, adding more pictures to the homeownersvalue.net site. And obviously, any graphics or pictures you find there can be in an ad. And,
those are, when you have your onboarding call later on today, we'll go over the pictures and everything, and we'll go from there and see what needs to be done, okay?
All right. Am I getting a call from you or someone else?
So as long as I'm available, I'm the one who's going to call you to introduce you to onboarding. Now, if I am busy, they will call you regardless. So the one of them will. All right, Bruce. Now, I will let you go now, and we will speak in a few hours. Sound good?
Sounds good. All right.
All right, perfect, Bruce. It's been a pleasure. You have a good rest of your day. We'll talk soon.
I promise not to tell you the rest of my life story yet.
Don't even worry about Bruce. It's been lovely speaking with you. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Bye, Bruce.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.